Wildcats offensive coordinator Matt Young shares his thoughts on the Wildcats' offensive effort last week against Pine Tree, and he looks forward to facing Longview's defense Friday night at Prim.
Really pleased. Our execution level maintained high. There was times where our pace was faster than we've played all year, which is really something we continue to stress. And really like how Larry's distributing the ball, the efficiency that's going on. Our O-line did a tremendous job, you know, led up there with Landon Watkins handling a new front. Pine Tree came out something they hadn't done very few times all year long to try to disrupt us. And it may have hesitated or slowed us down a little bit at the first, but quick adjustments and really did a good job. Really happy how Jess Jenkins played at time. And, of course, Isaac Perez doing a great job up front too.
It almost was like Larry was a decoy sometime. But, again, I think it's just him making good decisions and taking what they were giving him.
Yeah, that. And there's weeks where we try to, if we can, we try to limit his carries just because it is such a physical game. And that's really kind of part of the goal the other night. But he did a great job getting the ball out. You know, Ben Brooks had a career high in catches and yards. And C.J. Stevens doing a good job running after the catch. So really pleased with those guys progressing. And then those running backs continue to improve, continue to get filled. Jalen Hawkins continuing to mature as a runner, doing the little things in pass pro. Scott Galarza, a steady go. And then Tyler Rosemond's starting to get back in the groove, which is really exciting from an offensive standpoint.
So you like where things are clicking along heading into Longview week, huh?
Oh, yeah. We like where we stand. We continue to push the details. You know, we're talking to our guys this week. This is where the little things can really pay off with their athleticism. And that's what we're challenging them. Then, of course, our tempo and our pace, those things there limit what a defense can do, and it wears them down. And so those are things that are our strengths going into this week. They're a talented team. They'll be the best defense we've played, and we'll be the best offense they've played. They'll be the best defensive line we played against, and we'll be the best offensive line they played against. So it'll be a great battle. Really excited for our kids to have that opportunity to play this game and really see how they perform on Friday.
Yeah, this is the ultimate test, isn't it? Because, I mean, Longview has really, they've made it tough on us. I know they shut us out one time. The time before that, we had a little bit of success. I guess that was back all the way back to the state year.
Yeah.
And they're tough to game plan, aren't they?
They're a quality program. They've been together as a staff 15, 20 years. It's been quite a while there together. So they've got a lot of answers. When they do things, there's a reason. So it really makes you fine-tune what you're doing, make sure your kids understand their responsibilities and minor adjustments. And on top of that, they're extremely talented. There's a number of guys on that defense that'll go play college football. So it's an opportunity to shine. It's an opportunity to show what you can do against top-level competition and really see what level of play our kids come with.
Who are the D1 guys on their defense? Who are the guys you would?
There's a defensive tackle to watch, an inside linebacker, number 11 to watch, and then one of the guys, or actually a few guys in the secondary, just depending on how they continue to mature, some of the younger guys. But extremely talented. You'll see guys 6 foot, 200 pounds, 5'11", 180 pounds, that run around and play a physical brand of football.
It's been a while, but some really talented secondaries have kind of slowed us down. Are they anywhere near in the class of the ones we've seen earlier in this?
They are. They're a little bit different with what they do, so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. They're just as quick, got good ball skills, a little more zone coverage than man coverage, so we'll see how that affects us.
KSST Sports.